It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm David First. With only 2 days left in the 2017 legislative session, there is a tug of war underway between Albany and New York's City Hall. Mayor de Blasio is trying to renew control over the public school system, which is not automatic. Meanwhile, a Republican-led coalition wants to trade mayoral control in exchange for approving their educational priorities statewide. WNYC's Fred Mogul joins us now from Albany to explain. Hi, Fred.
Hi there, David.
So how did mayoral control, of all things, come to be the central sticking point of this year's legislative session?
You know, partly it's a vacuum. In another year where there were larger scale priorities, this might be the third or fourth or fifth thing on the list. But this year, there just aren't any of these big groundswell bills moving forward, like raising the minimum wage or gun control or so on. So, you know, extending mayoral control, it's become this big annual ritual. It's one of the few things that actually has to happen, because without renewal, Cinderella's stagecoach turns back into a pumpkin, you know, at the stroke of midnight. And that gives the Republicans an awful lot of control, the Republicans in the Senate, I should say. So, you know, it reminds me, I've been telling people this, reminds me of something the great political philosopher Rod Blagojevich, the former governor of Illinois, said when the soon-to-be president Barack Obama's Senate seat opened up. Blagojevich said, "I've got this golden ticket. I'm not just going to bleep and give it away." And that's kind of where the Senate Republicans are.
Okay, so what do the Senate Republicans want in exchange for this golden ticket?
They want, in a word, choice, as they call it. They want more charter schools, these publicly funded, privately managed schools. They say it gives parents much more options, much more control. Currently, there's a cap on the number of charter schools authorized to operate statewide. Republicans want to lift that cap. So last week, they passed three different bills with 1, 2, and 5-year extensions of mayoral control for ever greater increasing numbers of charter schools. They called it a buffet. And in the deluxe version, the longest extension they would insist on, a tax break for people who donate money to the private schools, the charter schools, the parochial schools. And the Democrats, who control the assembly and the teachers unions who support them, they say, nope. They're dead set against that.
All right. Well, the mayor attended a rally today to get some momentum for maintaining control. He says he thinks what the Republicans are doing is pure politics.
No one said to me, "I don't believe your test scores are better." No one said, "I don't believe your dropout rate's not as low as you say." None of them are challenging the facts. None of them are challenging the quality of our chancellor, right? None of them are saying, "I have a better system I'd like to institute."
Does he have a point?
Well, in a sense, he does. I mean, he's certainly allowed to defend his record, but the Republicans aren't actually really challenging his record on public schools all that much. They're mainly saying that they want parents across the state of New York to have more options, and they want them to have more charter schools. And they're, frankly, pretty upfront about the horse trading. The mayor calls it, you know, holding the students hostage to politics, and they're not exactly denying that, you know. But the mayor, meanwhile, he has his supporters here up in the Capitol, but he doesn't actually really have any power, so he's kind of at their mercy.
So what are the different sides doing to resolve this stalemate?
Not a lot. A little bit less than you might be thinking. As of today, the top leaders of the Senate, the Assembly, the governor's office, they have not really been meeting in those closed-door three-men, four-men in a room sort of sessions that you would expect this late in the game. State Senator Diane Savino told me, it's not exactly surprising or disturbing. It's just the way the legislature works.
I don't know whether it's just a function of the way we operate, where we set a deadline and everyone just waits until the very last minute. It's kind of like people who wait until Sunday night to realize that they have a term paper due.
Well, so we're here T-2, couple days left, so maybe they'll kick into high gear yet.
All right, but if they don't, what happens then?
Well, things start going into motion pretty quickly. The mayor and borough presidents have to appoint members to a central school board. The city has to get ready to elect members to 38 district boards as well. This happened in 2009 over the summer. Mayor Bloomberg set these things in motion. Didn't happen. The legislature reconvened for a special session in the fall. It all became moot. And some people are saying, well, you know, that's how it might play out this year. Let's all just go away and think on it for the summer. Leave town on Wednesday, come back later to fix it. Then again, they could be bluffing, just threatening to walk away, and a deal could just materialize in the 11th hour.
Well, we've been talking with WNYC reporter Fred Mogul in Albany. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.